This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship video by St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on November 21st, 2021. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Gospel according to John chapter 5. Jesus said, "Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honour the Son just as they honour the Father. Anyone who does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and now is here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. Today is already, we're up to the last Sunday of the church year. How can this be? Where has it all gone? What's been happening? It's truly a joy to be worshipping with you today, to have people in our church and obviously people joining us online and on television I can't see. Next week, we move already into the season of Advent. Christmas is beckoning soon. And I think the truth is that we're looking forward to this Christmas. Hands up if you are looking forward to this Christmas. So it's true what I'm saying for some of us, okay? And the truth, I reckon, for most of us will be that we're looking forward to a new year, perhaps. A year that might be different from these last two. The truth is that we'd all, perhaps with one piece of caution in our lives, dare to look forward. Is that the truth? Well, God comes to us today to call us back to yesterday, call us to today and to tomorrow and every day for every single human being to bring us the truth. So today, we pose the question as we gather in worship, what is truth? What is truth? Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, as you've gathered us to worship today, as you gather us to dwell in the Word, make us and keep us as your holy people in the truth. Your Word is truth. Amen. So, as we come to this last Sunday of the church year, you may not be aware, but there are two alternate gospel readings that we could have heard today. One is John chapter 5, which I've just read, and one which also places Jesus before Pontius Pilate, being tried before his death in John chapter 18. Now, it would seem that two such readings might have little to do with one another. I mean, what's Good Friday got to do with the last Sunday of the church year. They're a long way apart in certain in our calendar year. But I think that the truth is that that's the emphasis. The focus is on the truth. The truth concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Is Jesus the Christ? Is Jesus the Son of God, the King of Kings? And what is the truth concerning the answers to such questions? What does it mean for me? What does it mean for you? For every single human being who walks on this earth. Well, let's just listen in a little further, maybe. In John chapter 18, Pilate asks Jesus, and you might remember this, we often hear this reading on Good Friday. He says, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus replies that his kingdom is not of this world. "So you are a king then," Pilate says. And Jesus says, "Well, you're right in saying I'm a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." The truth. And Pilate replies, "And what is truth?" In a world which is so recently coined and continues to use, and I heard it on my breakfast news radio this morning, the term fake news, how do we work out what is true? Who do we trust to give us the truth? Today, as so many claims are made about this and about that, when there seems to be so much aggression in the claims that are made, the discord in our community, and indeed discord which sometimes even leads to violence as people make absolute claims to the truth, this question still seems very relevant for us today. What is truth? In your walk on this earth, in the footprint that you leave, in the decisions that you make, in the places and people to whom you are called, where you put your energy and your faith, what is the truth? And who guides you in all of these things that you do? How you speak, how you act. The question for us today remains Pilate's question, I think. What is truth? And how do you answer? Well, before you answer, keep listening. Listen carefully and listen anew as we hear Jesus speak amongst us today, because he gives his answer very early in John's Gospel in chapter 5. Hear it again. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. That person has crossed already over from death to life." Jesus is here in John chapter 5, and have a read of this for yourselves, addressing those people who do not believe him. They have, it seems, their own version of the truth, because the verses leading up to our gospel reading today tell us these words, "Because Jesus was doing these things," John says. What are these things that Jesus was doing? Well, he had just healed a man on the Sabbath. And we're told that the Jews persecuted him for this act. Wow, isn't that strong language? Persecution. The Jews in John's Gospel, by the way, generally refer to those religious leaders who are there, those teachers. And these people persecute Jesus for what he teaches and for what he does. His healing and hope, the truth that he lives. Now Jesus says to them, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." And John tells us that for this reason the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only because he was breaking the Sabbath, but because he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. There were many as Jesus made this walk on earth, who saw him and heard him, who did not believe the truth. The whole Gospel of John, in one sense, follows Jesus' journey and highlights the reactions of people to him. When he speaks and when he acts, there are those who believe and those who deny. My friends in Christ, what is truth? What is the truth in your life as you hear this Jesus for you? Well, John tells us a little more at the end of his gospel, or towards the end of his gospel, for writing these things. He says, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. It's clear, I think, my friends in Christ, that God would have us know and be sure of the truth. And if you ever want to know the answer to the question, what's God's will for people on earth? It comes out, I think, in a wonderful way in Paul's letter to Timothy, where he says that God's will is that all people be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Thank you. Feel free to yell it. Amen. There's something about this, and something very important as we come to this time in the journey of this earth, it seems to me. The truth concerning Jesus and the truth concerning us. We may be living in these last times, as this last Sunday of the church year brings up, but that same question exists in our world. And we are people who are called to live it. So where are you at in your life at this time? Are you saved? And I'm not referring here to COVID vaccines. Let me ask you directly, if Christ the King was to return today, and we've probably heard this question before, if death should come to you today, are you saved? Would you, if you'd like to feel bold enough and you don't need to be under pressure here, raise your hands. Yeah, some people, thank you. God would have you be certain about this for you in Christ. As you hear Jesus say to you, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word, as we dwell today even, and believes him who has sent me, has eternal life and will not be condemned. That person has crossed already from death to life. This Pontius Pilate, this Neville Otto, this, and fill in your name, this people of God at St. Paul's, Box Hill, is truth. So live it. Sin no more. Live in the assurance of faith because of the faithfulness of our God. And in these times of change and disruption, of claim and counterclaim, of protest and goodness knows what else in our community, let us be, as Christians and Christians in this community, the ones who lead by the way that we live. Let us witness to the truth by showing one another and by showing the world the love of God in Christ. Even and especially as we sometimes in our own community might even disagree on some things in life. And there are many such things in these days, it seems, that might call us to this. As your pastor, I strongly believe and I strongly encourage each one of us to show one another, to show our community, to show the world the truth by the way that we live, by our witness to the truth. By this, Jesus says, by this love that you lead, people will know the truth, that you are my disciples. So love one another as I have loved you. We live in the last times, but also times where we look forward to life. We live in the time of the already of life because of Jesus and God's promise for each one of us. We live in the last times where there is an urgency too to proclaim the truth by our words and deeds, by our witness. Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" And Jesus' answer was to live and to die on a cross and to live again a new life. To live a life sacrificially lived in love. So when people ask you, when they ask us, when they search in their ways for the truth, what is truth? What will they hear? What will they see in you, in me, in us, by our actions, our words, our decisions, our witness? Let them always and ever hear, boldly and clearly and loudly, Jesus say, "I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes in faith, him who has sent me has life, life eternal, and will not be condemned. For we have already crossed over from death to life." Amen. And may God's peace guard our hearts and our minds in this Christ Jesus, now and to life everlasting. Amen.